And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, July the 26th, 2014. It's the birthday of Gene Shepherd, the humorist, Chicago, 1921, best known for the autobiographical stories he told on the radio about a boy named Ralph Parker growing up in Homan, Indiana. One of the stories made into the movie A Christmas Story about Ralph wanting a BB gun for Christmas, even though every grown-up says that he'll shoot his eye out. It's the birthday of George Bernard Shaw, born in Dublin, 1856, author of dozens of plays, Pygmalion, St. Joan. It's the birthday of Carl Jung, born in Keswell, Switzerland, 1875, the founder of analytic psychology, who said that myths and fairy tales from all kinds of different cultures have certain similarities, which he called archetypes, and he believed that archetypes come from a collective unconscious shared by all human beings. And it was on this day, 1775, the Continental Congress established the postal system. Settlements in the colonies were mainly coastal, isolated from each other. Most of the mail came in by ship or went out the same way. Mail that was transported within the colonies was carried by postal riders who rode through the wilderness marking the way. The postal system had been run by the British Crown, but the revolutionaries needed to use the post to get their literature around. And, of course, the king's postman refused to deliver that stuff. So the Second Continental Congress set up its own system, and it elected Benjamin Franklin, the first postmaster general, with a salary of $1,000. And it's the birthday of Aldous Huxley, born in Godalming, Surrey, in 1894, the grandson of Thomas Henry Huxley, who was known as Darwin's bulldog for his defense of the theory of evolution. Huxley, Aldous, known now mainly for his book Brave New World, came out in 1932, which arose from his distrust of technology, and he envisioned a future whose society is like an assembly line, a mass-produced culture in which people take an antidepressant called Soma to keep themselves from feeling anything negative. Brave New World by Aldous Huxley, often compared with George Orwell's 1984, since they each offer a view of a dystopian future. But the critic Neil Postman wrote about the difference in his book Amusing Ourselves to Death. He said, what Orwell feared were those who would ban books. What Huxley feared was that there would be no reason to ban a book, for there would be no one who wanted to read one. Orwell feared those who would deprive us of information. Huxley feared those who would give us so much that we would be reduced to passivity and egoism. Orwell feared that the truth would be concealed from us. Huxley feared the truth would be drowned in a sea of irrelevance, wrote Neil Postman. Here's a poem for today by James Laughlin. You were asleep when I came to bed, all curled up like a child under the blanket, and when I slipped in beside you as quietly as I could, you stirred but didn't really wake and stretched out a hand to cup my face as if you were holding a bowl or a ball. You Were Asleep, a poem by James Laughlin from the Collected Poems of James Laughlin, 1935 to 1997, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.